Proclamation number 3501 of 29th of July, 1945. Overcoming the world. The inclination towards the world reduces the influx of spiritual goods, and therefore worldly-minded people will come into less contact with donors of spiritual gifts. They will be too distant from the spiritual kingdom and not recognize its emissaries if they approach it. For God brings people together. He brings His servants on earth to those who are willing to accept the word of God, who come into question as aspirants of the spiritual kingdom through their will, which is not completely turned away and turned towards the world. They are by no means forced to accept the divine word, but they must recognize the spiritual gifts as such and open themselves to them voluntarily. As dispensers of the world, they also recognize the value of divine revelations and open their hearts to them. The worldly person, on the other hand, will also have the opportunity to take notice of them. Yet his senses feel nothing of the divine breath which touches him, and indifferently or abruptly he rejects them because the world seems to offer him more valuable things. And thus valuable gifts remain unnoticed on earth, which make up his soul's entire wealth in the beyond, for only the spiritual eye and ear sees and hears something, but these are completely undeveloped in worldly people. And in the beyond this ignorance takes effect as complete darkness, which means an agonizing fate for the soul. Spiritually striving people have a sensitive eye and ear for spiritual gifts. They sense the origin, for the divine spiritual touches their souls beneficially, and therefore God's servants are recognized by them as emissaries of the spiritual kingdom and their gifts are gratefully received. Nevertheless, the representatives of the divine word should also carry it out into the world. They should again and again try to win over worldly people as well, even though this is work which requires patience and love, because they are often rejected and have little success. But the world does not always completely satisfy people, and every person comes into situations where he is receptive for a communication from the spiritual kingdom. And these opportunities should be taken advantage of, so that they will still decide to change soul in times of earthly adversity. For this approaches all people, because God does not leave any of His living creations to their fate, but again and again tries to gain influence over their souls. The slightest stirring of the will and thoughts turned towards the spiritual kingdom also increase the opportunities to receive spiritual communication, for God takes care of them and considers everyone according to His desire. But the world has to be overcome in order to fully appreciate the value of spiritual gifts. Everything spiritual wants to be grasped by the spirit in the human being. But the spirit slumbers where the world still holds the human being captive. The release of the spirit, its awakening, requires surrender of what is worldly, earthly, and desire for the spiritual kingdom, the actual home of the spirit. And that is why he who desires to approach the kingdom of God must learn to despise the world. Amen.